And next up on The Partner's Voice, we have a great segment on DI, disability insurance. So help me welcome the men of DI, Keith Hoffman and Claude Gibson, and our very own board member and standout producing member firm, Mr. Stuart Young and Taub from Ark and Young and Taub. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
All right. I appreciate you guys taking time to join us on The Voice. And I got a couple questions because, Keith, I think you said it best. Partners Financial sits in the sweet spot of highly compensated individuals and executives and affluent people. And there's a place for DI, whether it's individually owned or in a corporate setting. So we want to really get at the heart of that today. So let me start with you, Keith. Can you just give us that 2-minute elevator speech about NFPDI?
Sure. The clock is counting. NFPDI is that platform that becomes the back room for anybody who doesn't do this on a regular basis. Now, some of our partners' firms do, and God love them for doing it. But we know that if you're not talking about DI with your client, somebody else is. And that seems to be the recurring theme that we're trying to promote this month of May for DI Awareness Month. You know, the platform itself started as just a website and a place to click for carrier-provided documents. But we felt that in order to help our firms grow in their recurring revenue stream and even to diversify in this market where life insurance can be up and down, we needed to have them have a place where they could have tools, technology, resources, the things they need every day to open a case, to close a case. And I think with the emphasis on DI Awareness Month, you'll find that the microsite that we've created will definitely give everybody something to take away with, whether it's a video of a sales tip that we have, or a case study, or a glossary, or frequently asked questions, power phrases. It's all there, from DI basics to training around the country that we're going to do throughout the summer. But it is truly a place that is now a platform and a resource for our partners' firms.
Awesome. Claude, you want to give a little bit of an update on the end of DI that you work in, day out?
Sure, Mike. Pro Financial Services is actually an NFP-owned firm we acquired back in 2007. And I'd like to tell partners, firms, as well as other NFP outlets, think of us as an NFP-owned carrier. We're actually a managing general underwriter for Lloyd's of London and CV Star, where our focus is on the highly compensated executive. So you guys are working with Keith on an executive, or maybe you have a number of executives. Maybe the incomes kind of tap out or $300,000 or so, and you've really capped out on your disability there in the domestic markets. Well, what happens when you have executives making $500,000, $600,000, or even $2, $3 million or more? That's where we come in. We can provide coverage that literally stacks and sits right on top of what you already have and you've acquired through Keith's unit, through our domestic carrier partners on the DI side. We can stack a Lloyd's or a CV Star policy right on top of that to get that highly compensated executive to a true 60 or 70% income replacement. So that's where our sweet spot is, and that's where our focus really is. And working with the Partners Financial folks, my job is my duty specifically is to really help those folks and help the partners' firms uncover opportunities where they exist.
Now, let's face it, we got Stuart on this call to validate our existence because he's the producer. So, Stu, tell us a little bit about you and tell us a little bit about your experience with disability insurance.
I think disability insurance, you know, my involvement with disability insurance goes way back to when I started in my career over 20-plus years ago. And yeah, when we go out and we focus on life insurance, we focus on income replacement. And that's normally the basics when we got started in the business. And so when somebody's replacing their income for their family at death, we many times have forgotten about replacing their income during lifetime and recognizing that income replacement is, or somebody's income stream is their most valuable asset. And many times our clients forget that if they take from a pure financial calculation, they look at everything they have as assets, and the net present value of their future earnings stream is their most valuable asset, and it's always the one that's most underinsured. So I've never forgotten that from the beginning of my career, and every time I go out into any type of situation with a life insurance sale, I'm always asking to review their disability insurance at the same time. And that uncovers opportunities right from the start. It could be in an individual setting, and it can be in a business setting. And there's significant advantages in the business setting when you can look at it, because you get into the scenario of multi-life opportunities, discounting, guaranteed issue, and all the other capabilities that are available in this marketplace.
Keith, let me pivot back to you. Let's go back to the basics for a second, because we're going to come to, we're going to come back to Stu and talk about a recent case scenario that he's been willing to share with us. But the basics of DI, how does someone get started today? We all got licensed, learned about it early on in our careers, but for many of our firms, as Stu mentioned, they're working on transferring the assets, putting insurance in place, income replacement, death benefits, you know, in place. They're not thinking about that basic DI sale. What do you have that's available to members that they can get started tomorrow
on? Well, that's what we're focusing on through the beginnings of this microsite, which will carry over to the truly main platform called the DI Business Center. We feel it goes right back to an individual client just asking them, if you were sick or hurt so that you couldn't earn a living anymore, what would you do? It's really appealing to the need. You know, if you didn't have a paycheck anymore, how would you live? That's all it is, income protection. In a corporate setting or an executive who might say, no thanks, I already have group provided here at work, you might actually say something like, do you know that there are some gaps and shortfalls in your group LTD plan where you may not be taking home what you think you are? And it's all down to educating, training, and motivating the advisor to look for those problems and then provide the solutions. And I think you'll hear that very clearly in the example that Stuart has.
All right, Stu, you're up, man. Tell us about this unique case, multi-life DI case, that you recently were able to write.
Well, I think the most important thing, just to add on to what Keith says, is everybody will tell you they have disability insurance through their employer, but they really have never looked at it, they've never understood it, and they don't understand the limits of the coverage. And when you take a look at most of the clients that a Partners Financial member would be dealing with, we're dealing with the higher-end income stream of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. And most disability policies have caps or limits, so the upper end of the spectrum is typically uninsured. And when we look at our typical clients and we see just what they're living on a pure monthly basis, most of the time their group disability coverage is totally insufficient to meet that need of just what their normal monthly living expenses are. So that's when we come in and we look to supplement it with the individual disability benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And in this particular case that we looked at, this was, you know, the main point of this was, how do we use a guarantee issue platform to achieve discounts on the case? Because I will say the biggest problem with individual disability insurance is underwriting.
Mm-hmm.
It is probably the most difficult product in the entire insurance world to underwrite.
More difficult than life insurance?
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely, more difficult.
I didn't think anything could get more difficult than underwriting life insurance.
No, disability is by far the most difficult. And so what my goal always in a corporate setting is that inevitably, if you have three or four partners and you go in to underwrite disability insurance, you want to make sure everybody gets a policy. Because the worst thing that can happen is you can go in and you get three out of the four, hypothetically there's four people, and three out of the four qualify, one doesn't. So we want to make sure everybody gets coverage. So that's where we use the guaranteed issue. And, of course, with guaranteed issue, you eliminate some of the underwriting burdens as well.
Was it incredibly restrictive? When I think of guaranteed issue, I think it's simple, but you might not be able to get to those higher limits for coverage that you might desire. Did you run into that or no?
That is correct. And there are different carriers on our core carrier platform will go to different thresholds.
Okay.
And the larger the group, the higher the guarantee issue limits you can get.
Okay.
But regardless of the fact of how high you can get in the guaranteed issue limits, always thinking of a multi-life platform and using Keith's office to help you with that opens up tremendous opportunities. So let's say the example in the case that I recently did is I had three highly compensated individuals with a small group plan of $5,000 a month and incomes of $250,000 or more. And clearly the group plan was insufficient for their coverage levels. Now, one easy fix is you increase the group plan. However, when you look at the underlying contractual provisions of a group plan, they're nowhere comparable to an individual contract. At the same time, when you look at the individual contract with three lives or four lives, we wouldn't be able to get to the threshold of where the ideal amount they would need. Notwithstanding, though, by putting in $2,000, $3,000, or $4,000 of guaranteed issue disability coverage, it opens up the discounting capabilities on the product. So at three or four lives, you can automatically get 15 or 20% discounts depending on the carriers, and then you can supplement it with underwritten coverage, but you get to carry over and maintain the ability of that discount that you got on the multi-life sale.
Mm.
Now, one of the little nuances of the multi-life sale, let's say you only have three lives. You can then go in and say, well, if you have three lives, they probably have two administrative or three administrative assistants. Why not throw them into the guaranteed issue mix and a nominal policy for each of them? It may increase your amount of guaranteed issue, and it opens up potentially the bigger discount.
Right.
And the value of the discount is significantly greater than the cost associated with providing a nominal benefit for their administrative staff.
Beautiful. What can we do to do more of this, Stu? Because that seems like, my mind is now starting to think about your counterparts around the country. I feel like there's tremendous potential. What would we need to do to do more?
I think just recognizing that whenever you ask to review somebody's life insurance policies,
mm-hmm.
I think to get back to the basics.
Mm-hmm.
Ask to review their disability insurance at the same time. Ask if they have it. Ask if they have it from their employer. Ask to review the employer's policy.
Mm-hmm.
Do a policy review or a policy audit no different than you would do a life insurance policy audit. And I think you would uncover opportunities that you just put it in your core spectrum of fact-finding questions. Review the disability insurance at the same time you review the life insurance.
Keith, do we have anything that's checklist, simple, one-pager that we can get to every principal in a sales situation that they can just walk through, four or five questions?
Yes, we do have a multi-life and an individual disability fact finder with those questions that you need to ask so that you can get all the answers and make the case.
Beautiful. Okay. Claude, let's go to you for a bit. Can you share any recent exciting case where high limit DI was used that you think would be transferable or applicable to members in Partners Financial?
Well, we actually have a couple of examples. I'll use one, which was actually a partners firm, K&W, up in Minneapolis. And this was a multi-life group opportunity where there was basic LTD in place at 60% to 3,000. There was also a buy-up plan that took the LTD up to about $30,000. Well, when you're looking at the higher limits on group LTD, that can get really pricey. It's really expensive for the plan sponsor. Not everybody qualifies for it, but it's still a group benefit, so the actual rate transfers to bottom line premium. We were able to go in after K&W reexamined their client's plan and really just stack our piece on top of the base group 60% to 3,000. So those executives who really needed it, we were able to provide it to them, eliminating the total group LTD cost, which is, again, transferable to the employer, we were able to really single out those individuals and provide them with the amount needed. When we talk about group benefits on our side, and Stuart kind of touched on MultiLife, we have the ability to do guarantee issue up to $50,000. So you may have an underlying group plan or even working with Stuart and Keith to implement a MultiLife guarantee issue IDI piece, and maybe that gets you to $35,000. We can stack $50,000 on top of that in the guaranteed issue situation. Another situation on the individual side where we have a partner's firm, their client was an attorney, needed to look at $75,000 worth of additional coverage in addition to the IDI and group policy that he had. Obviously, we go through full underwriting, but the ease of working with us, if you've gone through IDI and you've worked with a client and you've gone through the underwriting, you've gone through the paramed and all the good stuff that goes along with that, we just take that same information and we can underwrite and issue a policy based on the work you've already done with the IDI carrier. So we really make it very simple for you to really place that additional coverage through us with really little to no extra work. So those are just two examples, and we make it very easy for you, for your client, and again, little to no work at all on your part.
Oh, perfect. We need to wrap, but I will tell you that I think just listening to Stuart's testimony about getting back to the basics of selling that we were taught way, way back, seems to be the easiest way to open up the discussion. And Keith, with all of the online and readily available tools and resources and even the human resources we have down here in Austin with you, we should be able to really dig into any case or opportunities for a case that may exist out there.
I really think so. And if I could make one more comment.
Yeah.
I did find one other example of a partner's firm who came to visit Austin and re-engage with a lot of our resources. And after a 10-minute conversation about disability buy-sell and the consternation of the traditional carriers limiting their coverage to $1 million or $2 million on this advisor's prospects or clients, I told him about NFP Pro Financial being able to offer, you know, millions of dollars where sky's the limit on a disability buy-sell. And all of a sudden, as a result, it's now 4 weeks later, and I'm scheduled for a full day of point-of-sale meetings with him out in Arizona to go over a lot of cases that he's put together that we're going to go see the clients on.
Would that be Mr. McGuire?
It certainly would.
All right. All right. Well, guys, I want to thank you this afternoon for sharing your thoughts on the world of DI. Stuart, as always, as a board member, I know we tap you a lot, but I really appreciate you sharing your recent success with MultiLife DI. Claude, thanks for your testimonies, and I'll be in touch, my friends.
All right. Thank you.
Keith, and thank you for your time today, Mr. DI.
You bet.